Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Labor Department has released discouraging news about employment in the U.S. during November. The agency says only 245,000 new jobs were created last month. That's lower than economists had expected, and it's a sharp slowdown from October's news. The reports suggest an economic recovery is stalling. The U.S. continues to set grim records in the pandemic. 2,879 people died of COVID-19 yesterday in the U.S. That daily high record is according to Johns Hopkins University. Federal data shows that Texas has more hospitals that are reporting critical staff shortages than any other state. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Of the roughly 580 Texas hospitals that share data with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 138 report immediate critical staffing shortages. Danny Updike, who oversees two rural Texas regional hospital networks, says staff are reaching the breaking point.
I think our hospitals are doing a tremendous job, but I think if we have the surge after Thanksgiving coming up over the next couple of weeks, or even after around Christmas, I think it could put another burden on them, bigger than what we have right now.
This week, for the first time since July, more than 9,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Boerne, Texas.
President-elect Joe Biden is offering his support for the $900 billion coronavirus relief package in Congress. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
In an interview with CNN, Biden said the $900 billion package should be passed.
That would be a good start. It's not enough. It's needed, and they should focus on the things that are immediately needed.
Millions of people are on the edge of an economic cliff, with some unemployment assistance, moratoriums on evictions, and student loan deferrals all set to end by the end of the year. But Biden also made it clear he intends to ask Congress for more COVID stimulus money once he gets into the White House. Many congressional Republicans have refused to publicly acknowledge Biden as the president-elect, but Biden says multiple GOP senators have called him privately to congratulate him. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Firefighters in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, are fighting a sudden wildfire. The bonfire broke out late Wednesday night after flames from a house fire surged into the surrounding vegetation and blew up. Orange County Fire Chief Brian Fennessy says that the fire is being fanned by gusty winds known as the Santa Anas.
7,200 acres have been consumed, 0% containment. We know that a number of houses have been damaged, potentially destroyed, where they're being assessed right now.
There'll be more powerful winds today. This is NPR. Rescue officials in Alaska are still looking for two people missing after a landslide in a town north of Juneau. The mayor of Haines, Alaska, says the mudslide was the size of two football fields. It hit a neighborhood on Wednesday after heavy rain and destroyed four houses. A new study from Nielsen finds that women, Native Americans, and Hispanics are among the most underrepresented groups on television. NPR's Eric Deggans reports the results may help TV outlets focus their diversity and inclusion efforts.
Women make up 52% of the U.S. population, but female characters only show up on screen about 38% of the time. Nielsen's study looked at 300 top shows across broadcast, cable, and streaming, counting how often certain groups appeared in every show's roster of recurring characters. Hispanics, who are nearly 19% of the population, received only 5.5% of screen time. Native Americans got just 0.4% of screen time, less than one quarter of their presence in the population. Black people were slightly overrepresented, though black women received significantly less screen time than black men, and all people of color were underrepresented in news programming. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
Officials with Warner Brothers say all the movies they'll release next year will stream on HBO Max at the same time that they debut in theaters. The dual availability will last for 1 month. Warner Brothers says that it is taking the action because of the pandemic. Movie theaters have been hit hard by the coronavirus. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.